Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir.
We're here.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Clayton Wells and the Eric Terrell Show. Okay.
Yes,
now,
sir.
Today is September 23rd. It's 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and we're talking today. Okay. I'm so happy to be here. God did it. I love y'all. We are ready to do it. And listen here. This is a phone blast. And it's going to be a fantastic phone blast.
As always.
Is Black Church a show? Is White Church a sleeper?
Ooh.
Is Black Church... Yeah. Is Black Church a performance? Is White Church insipid? Is it boring? That's what we're doing today. Now, Clayton, you got some background. You got some static. Tell your cousins I said what's up. What's really relevant? Okay. The Pope right now is in our nation's capital making his tour of the United States of America. Now, I hope one day that I can have a tour that is 1/5 5% successful and as crowded as the Pope's tour.
Something simple. Something slight.
Something real slight, Clayton. Now, I mean, I wasn't too fancy on the Pope prior to his tour of the United States of America. What the hell is the Pope doing? I don't know. I come home from work and I look at TV and he's riding his carriage and he's just waving. He's just waving. He's going through the line of people and he's waving. And I know he gave a subsequent speech, but it just looked so whack. I just don't. I mean, maybe if you're a part of the religion, you know, if you really support the Pope, if you're a huge fan of the Pope, then this is for you. But that wave just made me want to turn the channel. It's like you could tell deep down he really didn't give a damn. He was just looking at these people.
He heard all the mess they was talking. All they was doing was talking mess the whole time before he got here. Because, you know, he's conservative, but at the same time they always talk about how he grew up like poor, you know. And so that gives him more liberal views on a lot of things that Americans hold value. So that off rip, you know, anytime you start talking about taking money out of rich folks' pockets, they're not going to like you too well in the USA.
At least the rich people.
At least the rich people.
Yeah, the people who matter. Right. The people
exactly.
Who control, the people who play God.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They won't like you. I definitely agree. Now my dad is a fan of whatever is the biggest thing in the news. My dad is a fan of it. So whatever's happening, whatever everybody's covering, my dad's hype about. So I get home, he's sitting in front of the Pope's parade with a Corona. Like, the Pope is here. Look at the Pope. he's just strutting around like the Pope is his boy. Look at the Pope. That's the Pope, son.
I always knew
like
it was big things, man.
I'm like that. You don't care. You don't care about the Pope. Stop acting like you care. You don't. Oh man, it's just so funny to see everybody acting like they care, but some people do care. So that's good for them.
Yeah.
Listen here. We're flipping the Eric Terrell Show, in a sense. We're flipping it, okay? No more five things. The five things will be located from now on Nick and Eric in the morning only, on the morning show.
Oh, okay. Switch it up.
Eric's Five Things. I'm removing that segment, and we are just going to have some outright fun and some outright deep discussions, some outright insight. And Asia Downing is presumably coming back. But for now,
hopefully,
we have our beloved interim co-host, my man, Clayton Wells.
Hey, I love it, man. Appreciate it again. Every time I come on, it's number thanks and love, man. And, you know, I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. And I appreciate you. And this is a phone blast, and we are going to take our callers in a second. Before we do that, I will ask you the question again. Is Black Church a show? And is White Church boring? Now, I've got to answer this question initially by saying, duh. Okay. Yes. Yes. The Black Church is a show, and the White Church is boring. Now, let me explain myself before white people and black people alike start to hang up on me right now. So
instantly.
Right. It's a show, people. Listen here. That's black people, and that's white people. That's everything black, and that's everything white. Now, white people know how to put on a good show, and black people know how to bore you. But if you look at everything in a nutshell, if you look at it as a whole, that's the way we are. It's intrinsic, okay? Look at the black circus, compare it to the white circus. Okay.
You might catch a
lion playing a chess game at a white circus.
It's like, wow, that's amazing. That's cool.
The black circus, you might not make it out. Welcome to the jungle. Look at the black comedy club against the white comedy club. You know, black television against white television. All right, black church and white church is the same. Black people love theatrics, and white people love structure. You're gonna stand up now. You're gonna sit down now. You stand back up.
Sit back
okay, down. Now you're not gonna sit down. All right.
Now it's time to go.
Now it's time to go. I hope you got this. I hope you got the message. May it receive you well. Good day.
And also in GU, you know how they.
Right. That's why they leave church at 9 in the morning, because of the structure. The structure allows that.
There's no structure, structure in the black church.
There's structure. There's structure in the black church. Definitely not as much. I mean, you have a whitest black churches.
Anywhere but time constraints. There's no structure in the time constraints.
Right.
Because
I
go to one of the soul black churches where there is a lot of structure, and we get out at a decent time. And even then, I can hear him say, "Oh, you know, I'm going over my time." And everybody in the church will, at the same time, say, "Nah, take your time," except for me. And then I think, because the Falcons play at 1, and it's already 12:15, and I gotta really, kind of guess which one I want to do. I'm like, all right, I love Jesus, but if I leave right now, he might not let the Falcons win this game. And that's one of those things. He's like, you left 8
right.
minutes early. What are you doing?
Right. Right. Now, I mean, I grew up going to Mass, and sometimes, it's pick your poison. No church is perfect, but you should be in church. Now, I feel like white people are about content. If you think about white comedians and you think about white preachers and you think about any white speakers, they're not judged by how much overwhelmingly physical they are, or how many answers they have. You know, it's all about the content, which is why the best white preacher in the world is Joel Osteen. I love me some Joel Osteen.
Oh, my goodness.
He's got the good content. I also love me some T.D. Jakes, and T.D. Jakes has got the antics. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
He's got the shouting, and he's got all of the wild gyrations and hand flailings. But at the same time, And then, oh my God, the towel. Oh my God, the towel. So, when people judge someone white, they judge them based on content first, is what I'm saying. We've all heard someone black come from church and they say, oh man, pastor killed it. Like, he was running around, he was on top of the chair, he tore the house down. I'm like, well, with him being on top of the chair, got to do with him tearing the house down. What did he say? Okay, what did you hear? But a lot of black people like that. And before I open these lines and hear from Clayton, we can say at the end of the day, or I could conclude by just surmising that. First of all, a church reflects its culture and its standards based on the preacher, okay? But God has nothing to do with that, okay? The show, per se, does not reflect the culture and the standards of God, okay? Now, that's the... And at the end of the day, church is not a show. While black church can be showy, church, worship, praise is not a show. People are a show. Clayton, what?
Man, that's ironic because you almost started preaching for like a couple minutes.
Yeah, but like, I don't want to be a show.
Not at all.
Now, what do you think, Clay?
This is, I wouldn't say a touchy subject, but it is tender a little bit, you know, because there's so many elements that go into it. From an academic standpoint, as far as different churches, a lot of it goes into your denomination as far as your church, you know, because I've been, have you ever heard of Church of Christ or Church of God in Christ, where their sermons, they go a little bit smoother. They go, you know, kind of similar to will be a Catholic mass, where there's maybe one or two hymns. The pastor speaks in a normal tone, almost like a work meeting, and then you get the message and you leave. But, you know, for some of us who are Baptist, or Southern Baptist to be more specific, that's when the theatrics come in. Because, you know, you can tell the difference between a Church of Christ preacher and a Baptist preacher, you know. Because one of those is going to be pretty gentle with what he says, and then the other one, you're going to catch some sweat in that third row. You know, you're going to catch a little bit of... You're going to catch something in that third row. But like you said, I mean, the main thing is, who is it? Eddie Griffin always said this. He said, don't worry about the message. If you get the message. And that's the main thing that you got to take from as far as church, especially if you are religious and believe in it strongly, like a lot of your viewers do. I know they do. Really,
yeah,
in my
in my
mindset is always, did you get the message?
Definitely.
My pastor
definitely
does both. He has some mass Sundays where he just says and goes through, and then he has some where, you know, you see that leg start to shake, you hear that, well, once you hear that, then you already know, that's okay, you know.
Right. I want to hear the piano in a while. I want to hear a white church that has a piano at the end of a pastor's sermon. You know how it goes, dan, 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 and, you know, like it's, air. Yay! The pastor always jumps right. Like, oh, look at Samantha dancing. Here we go. It's a phone blast. It's a phone blast. What's going on, baby? 570. Hello? Yeah.
Eric?
Is this Jeremy?
This is Jeremy. What's up?
What's going on, bro?
Not too much. I just want to say, first off, I prefer the term Caucasian comedian, not white comedian.
Did I say that?
I'm only joking. But speaking...
Did I say white comedian?
you said yes, white you comedian did. Earlier. You're saying white comedian. You're saying white this, white that.
Yeah, no, you got to put out an apology now, man.
Yeah, this is bad for your white comedian demographic. I mean, I'm the only one right now, but I'm pissed.
Jeremy Prowl's on the line. Jeremy Prowl's one of my favorite white comedians. And I love Jeremy. Listen here, what's on your mind, bro?
No, I completely, as a person that was raised Catholic and went to a white church, I can say that's probably the most boring thing that I've ever gone to, ever went through in my life. They just don't really sell it. Like, I still, you know, believe in God. I got the message across, but I've never been a kid like, oh, I can't wait till Sunday for church. Like, that's never happened for me. Like, black churches, from my experience, I'm being biased because I've only seen, you know, I've walked by a few or I've been at one once. It just seems like everyone is having a fantastic time. Like, it just seems incredible. Like, there's rhythm, there's songs, there's dancing. Like, if I was dancing at a white church, I would get kicked out by the priest. He'd be like, why are you so into this right now? This is boring. Just leave. And even just the way... It's like, it's always, in my experience, it's always been just an older white guy that's just reading from a book in the most monotone, you know, it's never anything like, hey, and then God, it's always like, and on the third day, he rose, blah, 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 blah. It's always very generic, very, there's no oomph behind it.
Yeah, and this is coming from a white guy who's saying that he,
Caucasian,
you know.
Caucasian. Come on now. Come on. Gotta be PC. He's already.
Listen, you already know I'm racist, so you can let go of that right now.
You're very racist.
Unapologetic.
The only time I could honestly say, as a white kid, I got excited for church was during communion when I got to drink wine. That was the only time I was like, oh, it's gonna be
oh yeah,
because
they get real wine. That's the one. That's
we
the
get
one.
Wine
we,
and bread.
We all thought it was real wine.
It is real wine.
We all thought
it better be real wine.
Yeah. I can't speak for which I was turning up on at your church, but we use grape juice. We use.
Yep.
We ain't just drinking alcohol in the church.
My priest actually gave me some Henny. He's like, this will really make you Catholic. He's like, take that down. I was like, all right, man, let's do it. I know that's not typical drink for white people, but it's like, let's
they
get
were
down.
Out of wine. It was like, man, out
I don't
of
know
wine.
If a white I don't know if a white person has ever had Hennessy. That's probably
he's the
they probably
I
have
had
never
it.
Had it.
I have had it.
Yeah, that's
funny.
Amazing.
So now
that's
black
amazing.
Jesus' blood is Hennessy. White Jesus' blood is red wine.
That's
yeah, amazing.
Good mix.
I honestly think they're night and day. I don't know what the difference is there. I mean, some of the times, you know, the message can be the same going across. I don't know how it got lost in translation where, like, I feel like black churches, you guys just generally have fun there. You're singing, you're clapping, you're dancing. Our songs at white churches are the most boring, just dullest things in the world. Everyone's just basically going,
just a lot of harmony.
Right. Just like that. That's just it. Like that. I'm like, I saw Home Alone. I don't need to go back.
Yeah, exactly. They're all the same songs. That's all white church is. You walk in, you sit down in the pews, and then they go, oh, you read the book, you go, oh, again, and just repeat that. And then they make you exercise. You have to get on your knees, you have to stand, you have to pray, you have to shake hands, you eat your bread, you get your Hennessy, and you leave. That's all you do at a white church.
You get Hennessy and leave. That's it. You got to get out.
Give you Hennessy and expect you not to dance.
Yeah,
how does that work?
You cannot sit still on Hennessy. Hennessy is the closest thing to Red Bull out.
I don't know. I'm hoping people
exactly.
are like, this. Like, what white church did he go to? Because that's not right at all.
But see, there are, like I was saying, because you said Catholic, there are a couple. I've seen some Southern Baptist, predominantly Caucasian churches where you would have thought it was Patti LaBelle's grandmother singing until you see Paula Deen, you know? And it's like,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now,
that's another
it's,
thing.
It's
never any... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I don't understand. I feel like, I mean, sometimes I don't understand why it is that way. But I think it just comes down to that's black people and that's white people. Now, some white people don't like boring stuff, but I would say more white people dislike boring stuff than black people that do like boring stuff, which is why you'll find more white people at a black church than black people you would find at a white church. And I'm not saying that white people need to fix their church or fix the way they do church, because, I mean, Godspeed. We're serving the same God. If that's how you guys want to praise God, then, as long as you get the message. But at the same time, I feel like it's got to be a Joel Osteen message. I don't want you to talk in monotone. I feel like that's disrespectful now. Like God has done nothing for you. You expect me to listen to you say God's name and just sit here and not get hyped? Like, can I get one hallelujah? Can I raise my hand?
He's just mumbling Bible verses like God put him on punishment.
I feel like with the black church, white church, no matter how you're doing it, you know, you're doing it right. That's where, you know, you believe in it. And, you know, you're for God, whatever. Any way you want to, you know, praise him, that's great, that's fantastic. The part of me thinks God's looking down, like, why are they just sitting there and kneeling? Why aren't they having fun like the black church? They're allowed to do that. Like, no one's
like
there.
They're not dancing or nothing. Like, hey.
Yeah, what are you doing? Like, do something.
You really think Jesus going to pull up to this party like, hey, this is it right here?
Yeah, like, God's going to call the cops on a black church. Like, hey, keep it down, all right? God called us. It's getting a little noisy in here.
Me and Jesus church hop every Sunday morning trying to find the best part.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, man. But at the same time, it would be nice to see an entire Eagles game. I mean, I don't have to worry about that. But for all the black people out there who do, because my pastor does happen to be an Eagles fan, so he'll get us out during Eagles season.
Mm-hmm.
No, we don't play. We don't play about that. I have heard many, many white people say that they just don't like church because church is boring. And, I mean, that's kind of, I guess that's one purpose of this show, is just to let you know that's what you got to deal with. You either have to like church or go to church with your family.
Mm-hmm.
Because no wonder you don't like church, because church is boring. It is boring for you.
Not for me.
I mean,
not for you. You guys sound like, I kind of want to come crash when your church is this Sunday and see what it's all about.
I got three churches that I know you could come to.
See, that's
and they
why
will
I
welcome
know
you
black
like a
exciting
real family.
You have three churches.
Mm-hmm. They're not even my home
have
church.
One
these
my
are just
entire
churches
life.
I've visited. Oh my god.
Three four churches. four hours.
That's why you know it's good. You're going
four churches
back
in the Atlanta area that you could come to and have a great time.
Oh wow.
Now
that's crazy to me. Like, I need
to
more church. Three churches. That's insane.
Now I'll let you know ahead of time. You might not be getting out of there to the 8 o'clock game, but I promise you.
Oh no! Not the 8 o'clock game. Listen here,
yeah,
Jeremy.
Yeah, see, that's why they put the apps.
We appreciate you, Jeremy. Now we gonna take another call. I appreciate you, bro. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Eric. Thanks for having me, brother. Take it easy.
Yeah, bro. That is my man, Jeremy Prowl. We've got another call, Clay.
Cool. Put them on.
It's a phone blast.
Yes, sir.
678. What's going on?
Hello.
Cat Storm.
What's going on, guys?
What's happening? We have two Atlanta area codes, I believe,
yeah,
on the phone.
That's
now,
so
funny. Now, what do you think, Cat Storm? This is my comedian friend Clayton Wells that I went to school with, and this is one of my very, very near and dear comedian friends, Katrina Braxton. Cat Storm, how you feeling?
Oh, I'm good. How are you guys doing?
I'm good.
Now we've talked about this before, Katrina. I purposely invited you here.
Oh, jeez. Eric, you put me on blast, because you know I haven't been to church in a month of Sundays, like 500
a month
Sundays,
of Sundays.
Yeah.
Are we talking Bush administration
Fourth
last time you went to church, or was it still during Obama?
That's a good question. Jeez.
Ooh, jeez.
Was a Republican in the office the last time I went to church? You know what?
Is it a white man or a black man?
You know who was my pastor? Real talk. Bishop Eddie Long was my pastor.
Oh, yeah. So
in Atlanta, when I was in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a show for you.
Oh, yeah.
Not the kind of show I want to see.
It was never boring. I will tell you that. It was always great. It was like a
How do you feel about the two stereotypes? Is black church a show? Is white church boring? What do you think?
I've been to a few white churches now that I've been back in New Jersey. I wouldn't say they're boring. It's just different. One thing I noticed about white churches is they only have one musician. It's a guitar player. And he leads all of praise and worship. It's just that one guy,
wow.
And he talks very softly. You know, and he's like, hey, praise Jehovah. We're going to give him praise this morning because God is good. So that was nice. And
that's the most hype part of the service.
And that was the livest part of the whole service. They didn't have a choir. There was no tambourine playing. So I don't know. I think it's your taste. I have fun in black churches, but I leave on time in white churches, like you guys were just talking about. You don't sit all day in a white church. They're in and out the door.
Yeah, it's structured.
So.
And you have so many black people like us. Now, granted, if we were running a church, who knows how we would be able to fit everything in. We may be just as poor at it as the people who do it. But there are black people like us, like the three of us here, who have all agreed that we like structure. We do appreciate some structure. We do
some form of structure, exactly.
A timely order of operations. You know, can we do this and then that and then this and then that and go? But at the same time, you can't structure a show. You can structure something that's not a show. But shows can go overboard. I mean, it is what it is. And listen here, the showy aspects of it, I'm all for the show. I'm all for the show. But
always.
My praise. Just as each one of your praises should never be a show, my praise is never a show. And that's all that matters at the end of the day is that your praise isn't a show.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to see some showy praises. You're going to see some showy praises. It's going to be hard not to let the showy praises distract your praise.
Yeah. I mean, some of the members in our home churches in the black neighborhoods have been there for years and years and years. And it's the traditions. They're going to do flips down the aisle. They're going to fall out after the organ. I mean, there's just certain things that are going to happen. And I think they have every right to. They've been there long enough. And that's part of the situation of the service. You know what I mean? Like, some of it is just tradition, and it's going to happen. So
it's got to happen.
Who am I to judge?
It's got to happen.
Come on. I expect to see certain things when I go into a black church. I want to see at least one person catch a spirit and run around the entire church from the pulpit
to the back.
You know how that one person always runs?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
if they work out, and then somebody just jumps up and starts running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That kind of fuels you to see a good run.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
Have we really had church service until somebody has ran around the whole church?
Yes. I think that might be the structure of it. I think you just cracked a secret key
that
the pastor's going to preach until somebody starts running.
But you understand what I'm saying? It always happens when nobody else is singing or dancing. They just get up and start running.
One of y'all is going to run. We're going to lock the doors until somebody runs. Because I know I'm talking to Jesus.
I've seen it happen. I've seen my own family member just get. I should have. Like, why are you running anyway? I just wanted to know.
Even to a higher degree, as it pertains to a lot of people looking at the preacher and looking at the choir, just like you come to church and you want to see the guy run, whether facetiously or seriously. Most people, myself included, admittedly at times, come to church looking for a show from either the preacher or the choir.
Or the choir.
Not a show as in somebody running around.
Oh, the choir.
But
absolutely. Come on.
I want to see. Yeah. You want to see them tear it down. You want to see them sweat. You want to see them run around. You want to be hyped, because you can't be but so much hyper than your surroundings. And I want to praise God too.
Amen. Listen, now with choirs, I don't know how it is in other churches, but in my home church, anybody can just join the choir. You have to audition now to be in the choir.
Oh, definitely.
So it's serious. Don't play around with that.
Definitely.
I shouldn't sing the choir. There should be no reason why I should ever be allowed in the choir.
Listen.
You know, make a joyful noise.
Here,
not you, Katrina.
We are out of time.
It sound joyful. It can't just be joyful.
Mm-mm.
You guys have absolutely slayed me. We are out of time, and I want to thank you all for tuning in. This has been an incredibly interesting and entertaining and showy episode. Okay, now next week we're talking about languages. We're talking about these sexy mamacitas and Latinas and why black people.
I gotta be here for
bilingual.
Why
black people are not bilingual with my man Bill Varder. Listen here, all we want to talk about is love, people. Love unites every episode, every topic, and each one of us. Love yourself, love others, love the truth, and love. It's not hard to love. All you got to do is love God, because God is love, and God did it. Okay? We appreciate y'all. Oh, man, I can't wait for my show Sunday. I can't wait.
They're going to be asking you questions, boy.
Oh, yeah, I'm in trouble.